Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
We're going to take phone calls in 10 minutes, 913-586-7965. So if you want to chime in, you can do so, 913-586-7965. Or you can just text in as usual, and we will read it. Our Monday football coverage is presented by Busey Bank, where they're focused on your success. At Busey Bank, they've been building business and growing wealth since 1868. To learn more, all you need to do is check out buseybank.com. I want to read this text to you guys very quickly. CDOT, how much of the Chiefs' struggles do you think have to deal with them always picking in the back half of the draft and also playing so many games? That is certainly part of it, 100%. I don't think that that has anything to do with the fact that Chris Jones is telling you that the Broncos were able to call out their plays. That has nothing to do with where you select in the draft. The Broncos know the Chiefs. The Chargers know the Chiefs. The Eagles know the Chiefs. We've seen this team. We know what they do. And I think you have seen the league catch up to Kansas City in a way. And now it is time to readjust. It is time to reinvent yourself. That's what I think the market is telling you. That's what I think your competitors are telling you to do. Let me play this audio for you guys just to continue to strengthen my point here. Usually those coach interviews, they don't really say a whole lot. I mean, we see Andy when he's walking off the field. I mean, we're going to go in the back and we're going to work on it. They don't really say anything, but sometimes you get a gem. Sometimes a coach will let you in on what they're thinking. And for Sean Payton to say this to 30 million people is telling. Listen to this.
We've done a good job. Obviously, there's a certain way a game's going to unfold, and this is to our advantage, we think. Offensively, we'll pick it up here. We converted some third downs. We had good field position with the return game, but the team we're playing is more of a first-half team. I like the way our defense is playing. That's a key matchup.
The team we are playing is more of a first-half team. Listen to that. And I also want you to think about, he said this when you believe that the other team has Michael Jordan on their team. He said this when you believe that the other team has Sunday Tiger Woods on their team. Closers, finishers, Mamba mentality. The team we are playing is much more of a first half team. This is how I hear that. I hear that as Sean Payton saying, when it's scripted, when the Chiefs practice their first 15, 25 plays, man, they're really difficult. And we got to weather that. We got a game plan for that. But once we get away from that and it's about flow and feel and execution and coaching, we don't think that they're that much better than us. We have seen a Broncos team that is 5-0 this year when trailing in the fourth quarter. That used to be the Chiefs' MO. It didn't matter time, score, situation, whatever it was. The Chiefs would always figure out a way to make one or two more plays late, and that was the difference. I mean, we can go through the fourth quarter. I got it written down. I rewatched the game this morning. In the fourth quarter of this game, money time, where you expect your championship-level team to rise above a team that had been this before against a Broncos team that we were openly mocking last week. Oh, look what you guys did against the Raiders. Oh, look at what you guys did against the Jets. I don't believe. Look what you did against the Giants. That's what we all were saying this last week. So I'm putting myself in this category. I picked the Chiefs to win. I thought they were going to outclass the Broncos. In the fourth quarter, blocked extra point, false start to begin a drive, another Creed Humphrey, skip it snap. For somebody who's the best center in the National Football League, he's playing a lot of hop it. He's playing four square. I mean, we could think of countless times. You got to get the snap. It's third down. Let's have a clean snap to execute the timing of the play. No, just like he's at the lake, just a little skip. So this is the fourth quarter. This is money time. Sean Payton is telling you that he thinks the Chiefs are more of a first half team than a second half team. And then in the second half of the game, they get another Jawan Taylor penalty that always just seems to take a big play off the board. Their quarterback throws an interception in the red zone for the second time at an absolutely critical juncture in the game when you gotta get points. You know that points are a premium. So Jawan Taylor penalty, Mahomes red zone interception, block extra point, false start to kick off a drive. So now, instead of starting the drive at first and 10, it's now first and 15 before we even got going. Terrible snap. Two consecutive three and outs in which you didn't try to run the football. It's kind of hard to tell you that Sean Payton's wrong. I'd love to sit here. When did this happen? Because the Chiefs have been the second half team over the last 5 years. They have been the closing team in the National Football League. And I'll take it one step further. In American sports over the last 5 years, they've been the team that when it's 4 minutes to go, you better watch out. They'll figure out a way. Mahomes will put a drive together. They'll kick a field goal. Kelce will make a big play. They've been that team now for 5-6 seasons. Sean Payton laughed at that. I mean, the team we're playing, they're much more of a first-half team, so we'll figure it out. And they did. Say what you want about Bo Nix. On the final drive of the game, 3rd and 15, 20-yard pass. 3rd and 5, completion, move the sticks. Big play down the middle of the field to Troy Franklin. Game-winning field goal. We just saw Bo Nix outperform Patrick Mahomes in the fourth quarter of a gotta-have-it game. I'm going to say that again in case you missed it. Bo Nix, who is the 19th best quarterback in the National Football League, in a gotta-have-it tie ball game late, outplayed Patrick Mahomes. And their coach stood there and told Tracy Wolfson, yeah, the Chiefs are a first-half team. You should be embarrassed. All of these comments are starting to add up to me. Whether it's Hairston saying that he can tell when the Chiefs are passing or run based off Xavier Worthy's body language, Chris Jones saying that the Broncos are able to call out and we got to do a better job disguising what we're doing, and then Sean Payton just said the Chiefs aren't closers and then proved it and then went out and he did the talking and the walking on Sunday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.